Good morning and welcome to another Game Fish and Parks radio show. My name is Jake Miller and with me today is Adam Banky. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good.
Not a bad little day.
Yeah, how was your drive here?
Not too bad.
Not too bad, yeah. Gosh, the weather yesterday is just unbelievable. Beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great to be out, do a little fishing in that weather for sure.
That's awesome. Yeah. So where are you from originally?
Actually, I grew up right here in Watertown.
Did you? Okay. So, yeah, I haven't really met you before, so didn't know that. And what duty station did you start off in?
Clear Lake, and that's Clear Lake was my first.
That was your first?
Only station so far, yep,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Grew up right here in Watertown and went to school at SDSU.
Did you? Okay.
Moved all the way to Clear Lake. So.
All the way to Clear Lake. Yeah. Long way.
Long distance, yeah.
Yeah. How did you like going to school at SDSU?
I liked it a lot. I wanted to stick around relatively close, so.
Sure.
And I knew from the get-go I wanted to go into the wildlife field, so didn't have a whole lot of other options. I just figured I'd go to SDSU and get everything taken care of. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. Did you end up doing, I know the whole internship part of the season's rolling around, did you end up doing any internships?
Yeah, I actually did the year right after I graduated from SDSU. I spent a couple seasons working for a grad student doing some nesting work.
Really?
Down at SDSU, but then right after I graduated from college, yeah, I was a habitat seasonal here at the Watertown office.
Oh, cool.
In town here, so, yep.
Great, yeah, so you got some direct experience working in this area.
Yeah, absolutely. That experience is huge, too, to finding a job with the department itself. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely something cool Game Fish and Parks offers. You know, I know some other departments probably don't offer as many internships as we do, so it's something to be proud of, I think.
Yeah, and from being around, I've been, you know, a CO for about 5 years now, and it seems like the vast majority of the people that we hire are people mm-hmm. that we've dealt with as far as interns and seasonals throughout the summer.
Yep.
So it's a good way to get your foot in the door, for sure.
Exactly. I'm glad Adam brought that up, yeah. For any listeners out there who are young and going to school, that you want to become a part of our organization someday, I definitely encourage you to attain an internship of some sort with us. But anyway, moving on, we've been doing a lot of spawning work lately. I was actually on the boat with the fisheries crew on Tuesday and Wednesday this week. We spawned quite a few fish on Long Lake. The weather conditions were awesome. To our surprise, it was just like glass out there. So I had a lot of fun doing that. Did you get to experience any of the spawning
this year? I've been out a couple times over the years, and I went out on Monday as well this past week. And yeah, I was on Lynn Lake, actually.
On Lynn?
So, yep.
How did that go?
It went pretty well. It was kind of a dreary day, but for the most part, the wind really wasn't blowing like it had been pretty much all last week.
Right.
So, yeah, it wasn't a bad day. I think we spawned close to probably 80 walleyes. So.
80, wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Caught a couple, two muskie, I believe is what it was, both about 34, 35 inches. So, it was kind of a neat experience.
Nice.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, for somebody who hasn't been on the fisheries boat before, doing that particular work, for me it was very cool. On Swan Lake, kind of south of Webster area, where I was the second day, we ended up spawning 43.
Okay.
So not as many as you, but the catch rates were pretty good. That was only, I think, 10 nets altogether that we hauled up. And to my surprise, there was actually quite a few pike in there, too. So I thought that was pretty cool to see. And also, we Long Lake, on the north side, there was quite a few suckers, white suckers. And from a guy who snorkels a lot, I know white suckers are actually a pretty cool fish, so it was enjoyable to see them, you know, up front. I know a lot of people probably don't like, you know, white suckers, but they are kind of good to smoke, and they're fun to watch underwater because they're extremely strong swimmers.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see any of them. We had a lot of bullheads in our nets, it seemed like, between walleyes and a lot of large bullheads, too. And we spawned on Lynn and Mid-Lynn, so it's two different lakes where we got about the 80, so, yeah.
Yeah. But. Yeah, and a lot of people have been asking me kind of about what the water temp's doing and, you know, how has it changed. I think last week it was probably, you know, 5 to 10 degrees colder. It was probably 40 to 42, I think, according to what the fisheries guys sent out. And I think on Wednesday the temp was right around 50 degrees.
Yeah.
So it has warmed up considerably. So I'd expect fishing, you know, obviously to pick up. I would think a little bit.
Yeah, I know it was, I think it was 48 on Monday when I was out there on Lynn. So, yeah. I think it's gradually gotten a little bit warmer each day. So.
Yeah. Yeah, well, obviously that correlates with warmer temperatures we're seeing finally. In terms of fishing activity in your area, how has that been? Has it picked up or has it slowed down?
You know, it's been all right. It hasn't been the greatest spring by any means. It's kind of strange. It seemed like early part of March we had summer weather already, and then it got cold again, and I think that kind of fluctuated with the fish a little bit. But, you know, Lake Alice has been pretty decent lately.
Has it?
A lot of northerns. But in the evenings they are catching some pretty decent-sized walleye, actually.
Are they?
Seen quite a few fish that are, you know, in that large range, over 20 inches, even some in the mid-20s. You know, they're not catching huge numbers of them by any means, but seems like the evenings have been the best, and a lot of guys from shore, and been seeing a few guys out in the boats, but they're not having quite as good of luck yet. But they are catching a few fish
sure.
out there.
So you are seeing a few boats here and there then?
Yeah, yep. Okay. And that's really about the only place. There's been a few people fishing Clear Lake, but they're mainly catching northern pike out there, and that's really about it with, you know, the occasional walleye. That used to be a great fishery in the spring, and we had a winter kill out there a couple years ago. So it's going to take a little bit of time for that walleye population to rebound.
Yeah.
Since we did, I think it was 2 years ago, we restocked that again with more fry. So, you know, it'll rebound eventually as long as weather cooperates. So.
Yeah. Well, that's great information to know. Well, in terms of our area, it's been, I'd say, relatively quiet compared to the other weeks, but it has been picking up. I know Friday was very busy out there this past week, and on Goose. I'd say activity overall has been pretty good. People are still catching a fair amount of fish out there. Some nice eaters can be caught out there, and that kind of is in comparison to Long Lake. I don't know if you've ever fished that up there on the north side, but it's offers really good opportunity for people wanting to get into the fish over 20 inches. But obviously, if you want to catch, you know, nice, you know, size eater walleye, it's more hard to come by in that area. We also have seen a couple of people at the Lunkers area, the Kempeska Pits area, Lake Kempeska, obviously. And people have been doing okay. Some reports of some silver bass actually being caught down there. But overall, it's been, I would say, a little slower than the past weeks, but I do expect that to pick up fishing activity-wise, especially on the bigger lakes like Ponset and Kempeska. To my surprise, Ponset has been a little slow still with boating traffic, but again, I'm sure through the weekend here and next week with the warmer temps, it's going to really pick up out there with the boating activity. And also Blythe. Again, not too many fishermen out there for the most part, but if you go out there, I think it offers still a good chance to catch fish over 20 inches. So, and you mentioned you fished Long Lake before?
Yeah, I've ice fished it. I haven't spent a whole lot of time out there in the spring or even in the summer, but yeah, I've gone out there ice fishing a few times and haven't had the greatest luck, but I haven't fished it real hard either. So
sure. Yeah, it's always, you know, it's a hard game to play, you know, fishing, obviously.
Yeah.
But are there any other areas that you'd suggest people going fishing in your area?
Well, you know, the only other thing I was going to mention today is obviously the big Minnesota-South Dakota border water opener as well.
Yep.
So, you know, Big Stone, guys did really well last year once the season opened. Typically, it seems like the north end of the lake produces a few more fish, but last year, boy, they were catching a lot of them on that south end as well. So, you know, I look forward with the weather we have. Obviously, it's going to be a great day to get out there for that opener, so... I know it's
great.
A pretty big deal. A lot of people look forward to it, and so.
Great information, yeah. Well, I guess moving on, I got a couple more updates for our audience here, and GFP is actually currently seeking comments on the Aquatic Species Management Plan through May 22nd, and this plan just kind of highlights the major amplifications of the new Aquatic Species Management Plan, and it offers, you know, the public to offer their suggestions, which I think is pretty cool, you know, coming from a state in Minnesota that really didn't provide that much public input into the programs. I think this is a really good step for South Dakota to take in terms of battling this whole new aquatic invasive species thing. So if you do want to provide your written comments, you can do so by just sending your letter to the Pier office. I don't know if you were aware of that new idea put forth by Game Fish, but what do you think of it?
I guess I'm not even familiar with it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's just something brand new. So.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, got another update. We do have our Spring Aboard thing going on. It's a National Association of State Boating Law Administrators. Currently, through this week and last week, we've been offering and pushing our BoaterExam.com and BoaterEd.com websites to the general public because it's 50% off through April 17th to the 23rd. I know our boating administrator, Brandon Guess, has released a couple statements in regards to this, and it just offers people, you know, a good educational opportunity before going out on the lakes, because I know from prior experience working boat water, it's you think you know all the regulations, and you think you know, oh, I know how to drive a boat, but most people do have a good understanding, but it's always good to get that extra little education, and those websites offer that. So I would definitely suggest trying to do that in the 23rd, so that would be closing tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a good point you brought up. You know, South Dakota, obviously you're not required to have, you know, a boater safety certification or anything along those lines. But, you know, us as COs, we're required to take that class when we graduate and go out into the field. And that I definitely learned a lot of things just from taking that course that I thought I had already known. And,
yeah,
you know, it's a good refresher, even if it's something you haven't done for a long time or spent a whole lot of time on the water at all. You know, it's obviously safety is our number one concern when it comes to water activities. So yeah, it's a good thing. Just jump on that and take that course. You know, like I said, it's not required, but it's something that's, you know, really beneficial to have, you know, if you plan to spend quite a bit of time on the water. So.
Very good. Yeah, that's definitely true. I know when I came out to Pier, my first week of training, we had to go through some of that boating coursework, and it's a lot tougher than I thought it would be, and I learned a lot myself, just like Adam said. So it's a good thing to get involved with. Well, I guess moving on to turkey hunting, I know in your area, I know more take licenses were offered. I think there was 90 altogether, probably.
Yep, 90 tags again. We've had that number for the last couple of years now in the spring.
So. Okay. So in terms of what do you think the success is this year in comparison to other years?
You know, that opening weekend of the season, it was a really tough weekend, obviously, with the wind, and it was still a little bit chilly. I didn't see a whole lot of people out that weekend, but this past weekend was pretty nice, and I would suspect that there's probably quite a few people out, you know, over this weekend as well. So,
sure.
You know, I see a lot of turkeys out and about throughout the county. It seems like I'm not seeing the big groups of birds anymore.
You aren't?
They're really starting to spread out a little bit. But, you know, there's definitely a lot of possibility, a lot of opportunity, I should say, within the county. I've seen a great fair amount of people that have harvested their tags already. So,
great.
Yep.
Yeah. And I guess in our area, I would say it's probably been probably a little slower than your area. But there's still some activity up at South Shore. In terms of Turkey Bay, we haven't checked, you know, that many people, so I can't give really an honest estimate into, you know, what tags have been filled. But I know people are getting some of their tags filled in our area, but it's just probably not as good as hunting as your area, I would guess.
It just seems like that wind has been so tough most of these weekends. It's been hard on a lot of the hunters, I know that. So
yeah.
But I think it's been improving over the last week. I've even seen some guys out during the middle of the week, you know, doing a little bit of archery for turkey and filling a few shotgun tags as well. So
yeah.
Yeah, it seems like it's been going pretty well so far.
Good. Yeah, and for people who don't remember, you know, you got till May 22nd to go get your turkey, so that's a pretty long time from now. So if you haven't got one, you got plenty of time.
Yep.
How about pheasants? You know, I've seen quite a few, you know, growing in Cottington County, and that's been fun to see. How do you think your winter survival was in your area?
Well, I think it was pretty good this year, obviously. You know, we had a pretty mild winter by all means. You know, Dual County isn't probably near as good of a pheasant area as what Coddington County even is, and even further west as you go.
Right, yeah, that's the...
But, you know, there's a few amount of birds over there, just not huge numbers by any means, but, you know, it seems like the habitat's starting to improve a lot, getting some guys that are starting to put some CRP back in the ground, and so it's, you know, I'm seeing a few more birds, and it looks like as far as the habitat goes, things are kind of heading in the right direction. Compared to what it had been the last couple of years. So I think our pheasant numbers will, you know, over time, you know, start to look a little more promising as well.
I definitely think, because I was out hunting, I don't know, 3-4 years ago, and that's kind of when the pheasant numbers took a big decline. And I really do think overall, throughout all areas in South Dakota, they've been really picking up, you know, obviously out west as well. I've been seeing pretty big groups when I was out in Pierre, which was I didn't expect to see, and obviously very exciting. So I think we're going to head into a really good, I would say fairly good fall in comparison to the last couple of years. Well, we got one more update for you. Open House Weekend is coming up on May 20th to 22nd of this year. It's when the state park system celebrates the beginning of another year by having an open house weekend. So there's going to be events, and you can visit the parks for free, and throughout the state of South Dakota, you can fish without a license during those 2 days. And that's something pretty cool that South Dakota does.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great. You know, if it's just somebody that's never tried fishing before, or, you know, just wants to go take a drive through the state park, see what it's all about, never really experienced it before, you know, that's a great opportunity for them to do it. And maybe it's something that, you know, just through that free weekend, that maybe they'll decide, you know what, I want to do this a little bit more, and come out and purchase a fishing license, or go camping in one of the state parks or something like that. So, yeah, it's a great opportunity that we provide for them.
Yeah,
so.
Heck, I should run out to Custer State Park. I haven't been there since I was a little tyke.
Yeah.
Just experience that area again. But, well, I guess that concludes what I have to talk about. Is there any other updates you'd like to share with the audience?
I just wanted to mention one thing real quick. I know Coddington County just had an open house here in the last couple weeks sometime. We actually have another public open house in Milbank on April 28th from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock in the evening at the Milbank Visitor Center, which, if you're not familiar with where that's at, it's right on Highway 12 on the east end of town. It's one big building there next to the funeral home on the north side of the road there. But, yeah, so obviously we've been doing these open houses now for a few years, try and have one in each county on, you know, an every other year type basis. And it's just a good little place for anybody to come and, you know, give their opinions, kind of see what we've been up to as far as management practices, you know, in each individual county. And so, you know, it's just kind of one of those deals. We'll have, you know, fishery staff, habitat staff, law staff, you name it. We'll have people on hand, you know, willing to sit down with you and discuss any issues or problems that you may have, and hopefully answer quite a few questions too. So, you know, these open houses, we've been doing them for quite a few years now. And I know every year we always learn something new, or somebody comes up with a great idea that we hadn't really thought about. So, you know, they are pretty important for us, you know, to do a little outreach to the public. So, you know, if you're looking forward to, or if you have a question or something, obviously you can call any of the offices, or any of the officers if you know them, but or another way is you could show up to one of these open houses as well if you wanted to sit down and do a little more one-on-one work. So, like I said, April 28th at the Milbank Visitor Center from 4 o'clock until 7. So.
All righty. Well, thanks for that great update. Yeah, hopefully that people will attend. Well, that concludes our weekly radio program here, and we sure hope to see you back next week.